There's a place called the Y. Juliet's first memory of the YMCA is from when she was growing up in Guyana, South America. She would look forward to attending an after-school program. Juliet recalls fond memories of weaving to make baskets and learning life skills like sewing, cooking, and baking. We couldn't wait to go home and tell our parents what we'd learnt or made each day, says Juliet. When I was 10 months old, I would play this game with my dad. I'd try to creep up fast to get to the front door before he did, but one day I slipped and fell. After that, I wouldn't stand much, and when my parents lifted me up, I'd sit back down again. My mom took me to the local doctor who said I was just being lazy. But after a few months, my mom decided to take me to the hospital in the capital, Georgetown. An English doctor called Dr. Graywell asked to look at my legs and sent me for X-rays. He was so angry to see that both bones in my legs were broken, and the previous doctor hadn't checked. Juliet recalls. He explained to Juliet's mom that if they had waited any longer, Juliet would be left unable to walk, and said she must have a strong tolerance for pain. Shortly after, he performed surgery to fix Juliet's legs, and for years, she had to wear special shoes with calipers while the bones fixed. I didn't learn to walk until I was 12 years old, and I still have marks on my legs where the metal rods went into my legs. I was a very quiet child in school because the other children would make fun of my shoes. But when we went to the Y, no one was allowed to make fun. My big brother would carry me to school and to the Y. When those calipers and shoes came off, it was the best feeling. The person running the Y would have everyone take turns helping me learn how to walk again. He had everyone clap when I walked for the first time without my shoes, recalls Juliet. In 1974, Juliet moved to Oshawa, Canada, at the age of 19 to attend Durham College to upgrade her office skills. Soon after completing her studies, she returned to Guyana to marry her partner, and several years later they came back to Canada as a family where they added two more children to the family. Sadly, the journey of life took a turn for the worse when she experienced domestic abuse and the breakdown of her marriage. Juliet sought the safety and support of a YMCA shelter for women and children, where she stayed for 2 months until they found a safe place to live. While having small children to care for, she found the strength to keep going and attended a course, studying at George Brown College, which resulted in paid employment at the shelter where she helped other women fleeing domestic abuse and violence. Several years later, Juliet fell in love and married again. She moved to Pickering with her husband and children. There she started her own home, helping other abused young teenage girls and children. Unfortunately, while she was living there, she experienced ill health in the form of a mild stroke. 25 years on and having fully recovered from the stroke, Juliet is a resilient, kind, trusted, and pivotal member of this community. She is living in an apartment in Oakville. Her children are grown and have children of their own living close by. Juliet reflects, being the person I am, I want to help others. My daughter has often said that there's something about me that makes other people want to share their stories. I do like to say hi and find out how my neighbors are when I see them, and ask the children how their day was at school. Juliet is part of a committee of people who look out for others in their community apartment building. She first got involved with the YMCA of Oakville through Halton Community Housing, which owns the building where she lives. The representatives, Sophia and Peter, from the corporation asked her what the community needs. The YMCA was mentioned for their community outreach programs, and when Juliet heard this, she was so excited. They asked why she was so excited, and Juliet replied, "They have done so many good things in my life. They built my confidence when I was a little girl, they saved me from being homeless. I always feel at home, and they make me feel so welcome. They make you feel like you are good enough, and they do not discriminate." Over the years, with the help of the Y and Art House, the committee has helped make such a difference. Teresa, the Y's community outreach manager, is our main point of contact. Without her, I couldn't get what the people of my apartment block need. We have so many activities for children, young people and older too, in and outside the building: arts and crafts, yoga, Zumba, basketball, swimming lessons at the fitness center, kids going to summer camp. The Y even supplies the wool for our knitting club. Anything the committee does, the Y are involved. We all make decisions about what programs are offered together. Things continued to run during the pandemic too. We had dancing on the balcony and workouts outside. It was amazing because the neighbors from across the streets came out and took part too. Teresa and Shannon helped me organize a Celebration of Nations event in our building recently. It was so good. Other residents have been asking for a Celebration of Nations too. Some residents made traditional foods. I was so pleased we were able to bring the community together. My goal is to bring people together and be inclusive. I want this building to be an example to many others that we can be inclusive. Instead of hearing people say how they don't want to live alongside this or that person, I saw it as an opportunity to celebrate our common humanity, and Teresa and Shannon have helped me do that. Teresa is a force for good. I appreciate her a lot. I would be lost without her. Karen Solnum from Sheridan College has also helped me and is a very good listener. Shannon also often lets me know that I'm not alone and that there are resources we can access and that I matter. I can't say anything negative about the why. It has been such a driving force for good in my life and continues to be that way. When new tenants come to live in the building, I'm the first person everyone suggests they look for. I also get a lot of tenants to come to me for help. The other day a young woman was sitting outside my front door on the floor very early in the morning. She said she needed someone to talk to. I asked if she'd had breakfast and she hadn't, so I suggested she get breakfast and come back, and we'll sit and talk. So she did, and I listened. I'm also not afraid to say something if I see kids or adults doing something they shouldn't. I say that's not nice to do. A lot of people have mental health issues. Some older tenants have Alzheimer's. If I know or see someone in crisis, I will stop and help. My goal is to make that person's life better. To make the community a better place. I like to see smiles on the faces of others. If I could mend the whole world, I would. The next thing I'd like to do is go back to school to learn how to help others in my community with mental health and addictions. When asked what the why means to Juliet, she says, "There's a place called the Y and a set of people who are very kind. The YMCA is a very caring organization. From the time you step in, you're looked after. You're healthier, you're not pushed aside. They will continue to be by your side from the moment you enter until you no longer need them." I would also say donating to the Y can be one of the greatest things you can ever do. Because they uplift people and keep uplifting you for as long as you need to be lifted. Making us all live a better life. They will be there for you, your children, and your grandchildren. And for future generations. Juliet is a beacon of hope and an example of how together the YMCA, along with community representatives and other organizations, can build a stronger, more resilient place to live.